Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from one of my own works. It's called Let Your Kingdom Come, and we're tracing the idea of the kingdom of God all the way through the Bible and then on into history, too, to see what other people have thought about it. This content is available as a book at Amazon.com, or you can download the PDF of this book right here at Sermon Audio on parts 1 and 2. Let's begin with the Psalms. Well, actually, we began with the Psalms last time. We're tracing this idea through the Psalms, and we're in part 2 of the Psalms now, Psalm 51, verses 18 and 19. Good, do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. Now, what's this about? Animal sacrifices when the walls of Jerusalem come back up? Wait till you see Ezekiel. We'll talk about that for sure. But here's a literal Jerusalem being promised good things in the future. Psalm 67, God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That your way may be known on earth. Your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. O, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Selah. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Is that happening now? No. Is it going to happen? You better believe it. This Psalm 67 says simply that God shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. All nations governed by the Lord himself. Think about it. Here's mention again of all the ends of the earth. Psalm 69, for God will save Zion and build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and possess it. Also the descendants of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall dwell in it. And again, here in Psalm 69, look at Zion and Judah, real places. No need to allegorize here. Psalm 72, this is from Solomon, a psalm of Solomon. Give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son. He will judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. The mountains will bring peace to the people and the little hills by righteousness. He will bring justice to the poor of the people. He will save the children of the needy and will break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear you as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the grass before mowing, like showers that water the earth. In his days the righteous shall flourish, and abundance of peace until the moon is no more. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Those who dwell in the wilderness will bow before him, and his enemies will lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles will bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba will offer gifts. Yes, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. For he will deliver the needy when he cries, the poor also, and him who has no helper. He will spare the poor and needy, and will save the souls of the needy. He will redeem their life from oppression and violence, and precious shall be their blood in his sight. And he shall live, and the gold of Sheba will be given to him. Prayer also will be made for him continually, and daily he shall be praised. There will be an abundance of grain in the earth on the top of the mountains. Its fruit shall wave like Lebanon, and those of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. That's Psalm 72, written by the great King Solomon. And he was not shy to acknowledge that one greater than Solomon is going to reign. There's no way that the preceding description that I just read is about anyone except Messiah Jesus. Yes, some of what you read here or heard here was accomplished by Jesus when he was on earth. But those accomplishments that he did here will pale when compared to what he's going to do then. Another clue, there'll be no sun or moon in the eternal kingdom. But there is a sun and a moon in Solomon's description of the future. This is a kingdom on the present planet. Notice all the subjugation of all the nations and their bringing of gifts to Messiah. When has all this ever happened on earth? It hasn't. It hasn't. But it will. It's coming, folks. Mention of gifts being given to Messiah is confirmed by the prophets that we will examine soon. Geographical locations combined with effulgent praises tell us this is the Lord Jesus, come to earth to reign. I encourage you to go back in your Bible and read Psalm 72 again when you have a moment. Let's move to Psalm 76. You caused judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God rose to judgment to deliver all the oppressed of the earth. Surely the wrath of man shall praise you. With the remainder of wrath you shall gird yourself. Make vows to the Lord your God and pay them. Let all who are around him bring presents to him and who ought to be feared. There it is again, presents, gifts being given to somebody. Well, that's Messiah, and he will truly be honored in the day when he comes back. Not like it was the first time, folks. He'll come back as king, and no one will mess with Jesus again. Psalm 82 from Asaph. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. A familiar theme, right, in 82, inheriting of the nations. Psalm 85, truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and shall make his footsteps our pathway. Truth, you see it? Righteousness. Prosperity, the glorious millennial kingdom. Oh, don't miss it for anything. Psalm 86, all nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great, and you do wondrous things. You alone are God. Psalm 86 tells us again that all nations shall come and worship before the Lord and glorify his name. It's a theme, again, that's picked up by the prophets. We'll read it again. And then Psalm 87, his foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to those who know me. Behold, O Philistia and Tyre, with Ethiopia, this one was born there. And of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her, and the Most High himself shall establish her. The Lord will record when he registers the peoples. This one was born there. Communications with various groups of people in that newly organized land of Emmanuel. Psalm 89, I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David, your seed will I establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. That was Psalm 89. It reminds us that it is to David that the promises were made originally. His seed will be established forever. His throne will be built up to all generations. As long as seed and thrones and generations are mentioned, we're speaking of something of this earth, even though saturated with heaven. Psalm 92, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing, to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. There is no unrighteousness in him. Now, the key word there is planted. Planted. This speaks of an eternal security, a kingdom that eventually will last forever, though it starts on earth for that first 1,000 years, will be planted forever with God. Psalm 96, say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea roar and all its fullness, let the field be joyful and all that is in it. And then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming, for he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. Well, I got to ask, how plain does it get? He's coming. He's coming. And he's coming to judge, not just to throw people into hell, but to judge as the judges of Israel judged. He will discern. He will be in charge. He will reign. Psalm 98, O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Let the sea roar and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. With righteousness he shall judge the world and all the peoples with equity. There's a Psalm 98 that's much like 96, proclaims the coming of the Lord as strongly as any New Testament book does. It's a happy land that's talked about here. It's going to be ruled by the one who will judge with equity. What else could this be but the coming kingdom of God? I told you that the scriptures are filled with these things, and I just wanted you to see it, hear it firsthand as I read these passages to you. One more for today in Psalm 99, verse 9. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Psalm 99 speaks of an exalted Lord, to be sure, but also that he is great in Zion. I didn't read that part. He's high above all the peoples, to be worshipped at his holy hill, the very imagery of Isaiah chapter 2. I know that we have used these verses in other contexts for today, and that's fine. But let's don't forget why they were first written and what they mean at their bottom level, right at the written level. What did they mean? They mean that Jesus is coming to set up a kingdom. I want to be a part of it. Are you a part of it? I trust that Christ is in your heart and reigning today, because if he's reigning today, he'll reign over you in that kingdom and he'll reign with you eternally. Get on board. We'll take the last third of the Psalms and maybe some other things next time. Thank you so much for listening. Please look around my site. I've got over 3,000 audios featuring some of the church's great preachers, persecution stories from North Korea in English and Korean, Bible studies on a number of subjects, and a blog. And then there's my YouTube channel known as Pasturelands, or one of my books at Amazon.com. Or contact me at bob.j.faulkner, FAULKNER, chosun.72@gmail.com, and I'll share details about our Zoom meetings. Thank you so much for being with us today. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and this audio is being released on August the 31st, 2022. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.